Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and bridges become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning.
It's the late great Dan Folkenberg bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Shannon Poston is going to, I've got a feeling she's going to become a good friend of ours. She's the author of the Grit Factor, Courage, Resilience, and Leadership in the Most Male-Dominated Organization in the World. That's the Army. She was one of the first women to fly an Apache helicopter in the U.S. Army. And now she's spent time in corporate America, and now she's an author, and her book is called The Grit Factor. Shannon, thanks again for being here. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Tell us what grit is. In your opinion, what is grit?
Yeah. You know, this is something that I think of as this key ingredient for success. I think the science is pretty clear as well. And I've defined it as a dogged determination in the face of difficult circumstances. And so that's really this refusal to quit, and it's finding that place inside yourself to do what needs to be done.
And that place inside yourself is where you go when everything else is against you, and the only thing left is a belief in yourself. And when you find out how much grit you have, is when you find out how much you are prepared to believe in yourself when everything else is turned to mush. What do you think?
I think that's right. And, you know, I have a lot of people ask, like, is this something that you're just born with, or is this something that you can find? And I said, you know, grit is innate to every single one of us. And it's something that you learn to develop, and you can find at this, I always talk about this, at the intersection between your purpose and your passion. But it's really going down inside yourself, understanding that core purpose, connecting to that, and that'll get you through most anything. That's really part of that first phase of the grit factor, is to commit. And that's doing that deep internal work to be able to understand your own story, know what your strengths are, and know what your values are, and then connect to your core purpose. And that's that first stage of the grit factor, the commit phase.
I agree with that. You know, the primitive portion of our brain, the base of our brain, is the reptilian, aspect, which is fighting aspect. And, you know, depending on, you know, and I think everybody has that. But beyond that, whatever you do with it is up to the individual. But in my case, I think it helps to be a Taurus, meaning pretty hard-headed. That creates a lot of grit, but it also gets you into trouble, and it gets you a lot of knots in your head, which hopefully you learn about.
As an Aries, I can relate.
So in your book, you talk about commit. What do you mean by commit?
Yeah, you know, I really think that grit is it's wrong to isolate grit all by itself, except for in the academic studies. But I really think of grit as, and it's pretty clear from the interviews that I did with 3 dozen other leaders in the vanguard of their fields, all women wearing the uniform in incredibly difficult circumstances. What's pretty clear is that grit doesn't stand alone. It's part of the whole leader concept. It's part of the whole person. And so I have divided the book into 3 phases. It's commit, learn, and launch. And this is based on my own experience and the experience of these other leaders. So commit is doing that deep work. It's really thinking hard about, hey, here's the places where, you know, I failed, but I learned something, where I've learned my strength. Here's where I've learned how to navigate successfully through something, even when it was really hard. And then these are the values that are important to me, and this is how it connects to maybe my core purpose for being here. What's your real purpose in life? And again, when you do that work, you know, you can use that reptilian part that you just talked about, right, to really build this deep, deep work in who you are, what you understand to be the most important things in life, how you give back, how you contribute. And then you can weather lots of really challenging circumstances. So that groundedness is the work of the first of the 3 phases in the grit factor of commit.
And to me, some of what you were just talking about is also understanding. One of my mentors used to say, sometimes you got a fighting chance And sometimes you just got a chance to fight. And see, that's what I think you determined when you were in front of that colonel who told you you would never fly an Apache helicopter. You determined, well, you know what? This is not a chance to fight. It's not a fighting chance. It's just a chance to fight. So I'm going to pass on that. I do think I do think that's part of grit. I think having being successfully gritty is knowing you know what battles to fight. You can't take on everybody. Yeah. The people that I know who perennially fail don't know how to pick their battles. What do you think?
I think that's definitely fair, and I will say that's been a hard lesson for me, especially when I was a young leader, right? That's a hard lesson to learn.
I'm still making payments
and
on those, some of those lessons.
That's exactly right, and that's where you have to go back and say, okay, what did I learn here? What can I take away? How can I be better because I messed up? And I think that's part of actually the launch phase is understanding that failure is not final. I think Churchill said that. And I always like to say that it's not failure that matters, you do with it that counts.
Yeah.
And so that's an example, I think, on that picking your battles. We learned that from often falling down and failing, and you learn how to do it right the next time.
Don't you also think that grit includes believing that if you break it, you can fix it? What do you think?
Yeah, or you can find another way through. One or the other.
A variation on that.
You can find another way through.
But you don't worry if you have grit. You don't worry if something might break because things break, right?
Things do break, right. You want to be careful with people and relationships. But other things break. And I think that it's things won't work out. And that's in the third phase as well, which is in this launch phase, is looking at adaptability and being willing to adapt.
When we come back, I want to get Shannon Huffman-Poulsen to talk to us about some advice for young women who are where she was a few years ago after the break. 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.